Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, this is Megan O'Donnell from the Bravo Happy Hour podcast. If you're anything like me, and you obviously are because you keep listening to the show week after week, then you know how disrespectful people can be when they find out that you're a reality TV lover. Reality TV is oftentimes dismissed as a guilty pleasure, quote unquote, lowbrow, and even trash TV. So nasty and so rude. Regardless of if you're a fan of reality trash, and you probably can hear my air quotes, I'm pretty sure those naysayers still have heard of Snooki, Lisa Vanderpump, and let's not forget where Kim Kardashian got her start. Well, not her first start, but her second start. Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV, is a new documentary podcast series from Neon Hum Media. Spectacle breaks down why reality TV isn't a waste of time and how this television format has completely shaped our culture. Over the past 30 years, reality has become a place to see social and political moments play out in real time. From racial tensions on The Real World New York to gender dynamics on The Bachelor. On Spectacle, you'll hear from cast members like Queer Eye's Bobby Burke, and y'all know he's my favorite, or Chris Sapphire from The Circle US. And I feel so bad for that show because it got completely overshadowed by a global pandemic. Who would have thought? Host, comedian, and producer Mariah Smith will analyze these shows with both experts and fans. If you don't know Mariah, you've probably heard of her hit blog, Keeping Up With The Continuity Errors, which is a site that tracks the continuity errors in Keeping Up With The Kardashian, and God knows, there are a lot of them. Guests will also include Vulture's Brian Moyland, who has graced us here on this very show, comedian Nicole Byer, or scholar Raquel Gates. In each episode, they relive the most popular moments in TV history and how these shows have changed our culture. No one is off limits, and they'll discuss Survivor, 90 Day Fiancé, The Real Housewives, Keeping Up With The Kardashians, and Queer Eye. You'll nerd out on everything from problematic producing to racist casting and messed up editing. And you'll hear about some of the episodes that have been completely scrapped from TV history, which I'm very fascinated in. Y'all, let's not sleep on the fact that some episodes of Southern Charm have been deleted off the Bravo TV app because Thomas Ravenel is a stone-cold racist. I digress. If you're anything like me, you're always looking for podcasts that are about reality TV. So be sure to go to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to this podcast and subscribe to Spectacle, the unscripted history of reality TV. And y'all, Bravo Happy Hour listeners are also in luck. I was able to snag a sneak peek of an episode of Spectacle and share it with you here today. Enjoy this little clip of her show and be sure to go subscribe to Spectacle, an unscripted history of reality TV. Enjoy.
Jen Schaft was on the third season of The Bachelor, given the final rose by Andrew Firestone. Shortly after they broke up, ABC chose her as the third Bachelorette. And from the start, she felt a give-and-take relationship with her producers. She remembers bartering with them for some time with Andrew in the fantasy suite. Alone time, off camera.
It was sort of like, if you maybe kiss each other for a little bit and give us, you know, the shot that we want, and then we'll get out of your hair. I was like, all right, let's get you guys out of here because I just want to be with him, not everybody.
You would think being the Bachelorette was better than being a contestant. Instead of competing against 25 other women for a prize, you are the prize. But that's not how Jen saw it.
When I did The Bachelorette, all the pressure is on me to make a good show and to fall in love.
Dating multiple people at once didn't come naturally. It felt weird.
So for me, it was hard to pretend that I was like interested in all these people when, you know, I didn't necessarily feel that.
Jen did develop feelings for a couple of the guys. One in particular stood out. Jerry. He was a 29-year-old art gallery director from Los Angeles. During their whirlwind romance, they went to Cape Cod and Bermuda. They danced to a private band under the stars. Jen felt a spark with Jerry, but she wasn't gunning to marry him. And the producers did not like that. They tried to convince her that she was making a big mistake.
They were like, people are invested in you. They want you to find someone. If, you know, maybe you need to be less shallow. Maybe, they didn't tell me what to do, but they tried to beat me down and tried to make me feel like I was just gonna be looked at as like the worst person out there and very cold and unfeeling and bitchy. So if you don't choose someone, that's what's gonna come across. And I don't think that's what you want, right, Jen?
Keep in mind, The Bachelorette is made in seclusion. Jen's not allowed to talk to friends or family. People you normally bounce big decisions off of. You know, like marriage. She was around producers all day. She confided in them, talked to them like friends. But they were not her friends. They were making a show. A competition show that is orchestrated to end in two people getting engaged. By not wanting to choose anyone, Jen was blowing it all up.
But I really feel like they thought I was going to end the show because the show is about finding a love connection and I didn't find it. So that was really bad, for the show.
So she gave in.
I didn't want to be with anybody on that final show, but I was like, okay, I'll pick Jerry.
Jen chose Jerry, but they didn't get engaged in the final rose ceremony. It was more of a commitment to continuing their love story outside of the show. But after the finale, ABC aired its After the Final Rose special, where Chris Harrison brought the couple back to dish on the season. And Jerry got down on one knee and proposed to Jen. And Jen said no.
I was called like old maid of the week or people like Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View saying that I was going to be a bachelorette for the rest of my life.
It all sounds pretty sexist. But to be fair, the tabloids weren't nice to bachelor Aaron Berge either. He was the bachelor all the way back in season two in 2002. They accused Aaron of being a serial fiancé. He remembers being accosted by a mother and daughter at the doctor's office. They were angry that he broke up with his final pick, Helene.
And I just threw a hand out and just said, hi, I'm Aaron. I don't think we've ever actually met. And just doing that was enough for them to be like, oh my gosh, we're so sorry. We don't even know you.
That's what you get when you sign up to be The Bachelor. Strangers calling you out, questioning your choices. But what about questioning the show? Like how it puts marriage on a pedestal? Or why it allowed a white supremacist to be cast as a contender for the franchise's first Black Bachelorette? And why does it perpetuate this idea that wanting sex makes you a slut? If we're being honest, the patriarchy is as much a part of The Bachelor as the rose ceremony. The show has long promoted that marriage is the ultimate prize for any woman. Women wait nervously for those roses.
Andy, we just said this rose.
I feel like Hannah Brown's season from 2019 was a watershed moment for the show. She was a woman of faith, but she'd call out BS when she saw it. She exposed the shame the show had around sex.
So, like, I have had sex.
Say what?
Yeah. And Jesus still loves me.
It promotes this idea that sex should be saved, that it's sacred. But for the majority of Americans, premarital sex is the norm. It's like the mansion is frozen in time. For much of its run, the franchise has been pretty homogenous: white, conservative, and for a while, evangelical. It's kind of a running joke that people of color on the show don't make it far. Just like horror movies, they're killed off fast. Back in 2016, Splinter News reported a Black contestant never made it past 5 weeks on The Bachelor or Bachelorette. It took 15 years before the franchise chose a Black lead.
Yes, our new Bachelorette is Rachel Lindsay, making her the first Black Bachelor or Bachelorette in franchise history.
Rachel ticked every box. She was an attorney, came from a great family, and she's gorgeous.
I think it's absolutely accurate to say that Rachel needed to clear so many hurdles in order to be considered perfect enough to be the first Black woman cast as a lead on a Bachelor show.
That's Emma Gray. She co-hosts Here to Make Friends, a Huffington Post podcast about all things Bachelor Nation.
Women of color on this show are certainly held to a higher standard than white women are, 100%.
With that season, it was clear behind the scenes was not led by people of color, especially when a white supremacist made it onto the show.
When you have a bunch of white people making a show, and then they're like, yeah, diversity, representation's great. We just, like, put this Black woman in our show, cast a few more Black men than we normally would, but we have to talk about race. So, hey, maybe we can talk about race by, like, traumatizing this woman and putting a racist in front of her to date her.
The lack of diversity on the production side is the show's Achilles heel.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.